Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and you're listening to the Ross Report Podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. We're back at Gillette Stadium on Friday, November 24th, just the day after Thanksgiving. We have Paul Perillo and Tom Casale breaking down the roster for you just before the Bears game.
Thanks, Lori. Let's get right into it, Tom. Patriots roster report for a Friday here at Gillette Stadium. Josh Miller gone, Ken Walter back, Miller placed on injury reserve today. Bill Belichick let us know that this morning at his post-Thanksgiving press conference. Ken Walter brought in seemingly because of his holding duties, Tom. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I guess from the past it hasn't been because of his punting duties. The Josh Miller thing, I'm not going to say that I thought he was going to go on IR, but something seemed fishy because every week his play seemed to be declining. And, you know, you could say he was having a bad year, but he had that in Cincinnati where he walked off the field, and since then he hadn't been quite right. So something wasn't clicking there.
Yeah, and Bill, on a couple of different occasions and talking about it this morning, mentioned that the holding abilities of Walter were really the probably the prevailing reason that he was given this opportunity rather than rookie Danny Bogger, who's been on the practice squad for at least the past month, a month and a half or so. Belichick said Bogger has been kicking well in practice, doing a good job, but he felt Walter's experience as a holder would probably be more what the team is looking for right now.
And do you think this might be a one-game audition for Walter if he comes in and punts badly? Maybe the holding all of a sudden isn't as important, and they go with the younger
kid?
It's
possible, and, you know, we talked about this a little bit before off the air. Matt Cassel has been sort of the backup holder. At least he has some experience doing it, albeit in the preseason. And you would think that, you know, I'm not trying to make light of a holder and his responsibilities, but, you know, how often do you see, you know, much of a difference between a guy holding the ball from the other? I mean, Ken Walter was considered an excellent holder back in 2001, 2, and 3 when he was here as the punter, and then Josh Miller came in really with very little holding experience, and all of a sudden he's, you know, there was no, just a seamless transition. So I'm wondering if maybe we're placing a little bit too much importance on this one aspect.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, Walter's been out of football for, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, he kicked a little bit in 2004. I think he kicked in six games with Seattle. Probably should mention that he kicked with the Patriots in 01, had an excellent year statistically in 01, was a big part of that stretch drive. A lot of half of his kicks were downed inside the 20, gave the Patriots great field position that season. But in 02 and 03, really dropped off and really bottomed out. In 03, he actually lost his job for a week and then ultimately came back. But then in 04, he was out of football. Seattle had some problems. He hooked on there for a few games, and since then he's been out of football altogether. He also dealing with a shoulder injury that he had surgery on, which was kind of interesting. Two punters, who knew? Shoulders, big thing for a punter, Tom.
Right, and well, let's hope Walter doesn't come in here and start off where Miller left off, because that you don't want your net punting average to be 34, 35 yards every week. I mean, that's going to be a problem heading into the playoffs, playing some of the better teams with the more dangerous return games.
And just to kind of get everybody caught up here, earlier in the week, Walter was signed on Wednesday, and defensive back, cornerback Antoine Spann was let go. Now, he's been on, off, on, off. Who knows? We'll probably see him again by the weekend. Now that Miller is on IR, the Patriots still dealing with one open roster spot. Could go to Spann, could go to Patrick Pass, who Belichick talked about a little bit today as well, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting close to the point where he either has to or not be on the roster, right, for the year?
I think that window is closing. I'm not positive if it's this week or next, but I think that they will either have to make a move there. I think they're going to have to make a move one way or the other.
And my guess is that they activate him at some point, so it'll probably be sometime this week.
And the only other issue here, I would say, moving forward, defensive backs, the secondary in general, we know they were banged up last week. Didn't really matter against Green Bay and Brett Favre, who was all over the place throughout that game, but you're dealing with Eugene Wilson's hamstring, Asante Samuel's knee. You know, obviously Rodney Harrison will miss the Chicago game again with his shoulder. Now Chad Scott's on the injured list, listed as questionable, but any concern here moving forward?
Well, it's a groin, And, you know, you never know with those things. Was it just a little twitch or if it's something? I don't think it's as bad like when you see Asante Samuel knee. You know, then you kind of get a little concerned. But I think Samuel will play this week. I think Scott will probably play. Wilson's the one where I'm not quite sure, but just because we haven't seen him in a while.
All right, so that's one of the issues heading into a big weekend here at Gillette Stadium. First game at the new place with the new turf, so we'll be interested in that. The Bears come to town with a 9-1 record, tops in the league, tied with Indianapolis, best in the NFC. You expecting one of those NFC-AFC whitewashes here, the NFC just not stacking up?
Just not stacking up. The punter, holder, I don't care. The Patriots will win this game, no problem.
All right, we're going to put a wrap on the Patriots roster report on Friday. Back to you, Lori.
Thanks, guys. We hope everyone had a safe and happy Thanksgiving. We're playing the Chicago Bears right here at home on Sunday afternoon, 4:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for listening, and go Pats! Thanks, guys. We'll be playing the Packers this Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember to join us again next Friday for an all-new Ross Report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!